It is our final in their shoes. I think we've covered everyone by this point. Or do I have one more? I should really double check these things before I start the show. Anyway, I've got Lola Katz Roberts and I've got Tom Fahey, and Lola is going to be Fulham and Tom is going to be the famous Manchester United, and I am going to be Brighton and Hove Albion. I think we've all had slightly different journeys with this. I think the most upbeat of us as we've joined the call about the work we've done has been Lola, so I'll give her the decency, the room to go first and explain exactly how she would get a grip of the club by the river.
Well, Neil, I was upbeat because you can never really not be upbeat when you're involved with Fulham Football Club. I'm sitting broadcasting to you from the cottage by the river. We've got coastal breezes, which is lovely in this weather. And we have the best mini pies of any of the Premier League stadiums. So it's all good in Fulham. We start from a very pleasant position, and we start having just agreed terms with a new manager, Alvaro Arbeloa. And that's an appointment that, you know, we looked at a few candidates. We looked at Kieran McKenna, but he wanted to have a sabbatical after managing Ipswich. We looked at Felipe Luis, who's just been sacked by Flamengo. But we landed on Arbeloa because we think that he has the acumen to be one of the next big managers. He obviously wasn't given a proper chance at Real Madrid, and Real Madrid's a shit show. So we're going to give him stability, and we're going to give him the trust and time that we gave Marco Silva to build something really positive. And we've got some really great foundations in place. So my first KPI really is to get the squad cost ratio under control. We are currently in the SCR red zone at 91%, which
wow.
It's crept up on me that. And we can sustain, if we were to spend the exact amount that we've spent in the last previous windows, we could do that for four more years before we incurred sanctions.